AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge in Communications. Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We want to give you a hand clap right here. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and of course our online streaming where you can always listen live. You can always listen live there. And if you want to dial into today's radio show, you can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at onthedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MY-SBC-30. Welcome in. Welcome into the show today. We have 3 days left, 3 days and 10 hours remaining in 2023. Can you believe it? It just feels like it was January, like yesterday, but it's not. It is December 28th, and we have 3 days, 10 hours remaining in 2023. We will never, ever, never infinity see this year again forever. So this is your last opportunity this year, over the next 3 days and 10 hours, to make a remarkable decision. Remarkable means worthy of notice, a remarkable decision. Last week we had our 10X speaker and author coach. We talked to Michael Burt. Coach Michael Burt, the leading authority on activating your prey drive, P-R-E-Y. That human instinct to go all out or all into what he calls achieving your B goal, all out to achieving your B goal. So we talked a little bit about getting through the hard part. That was really the basis, getting through the hard part. And so I wanted to kind of pick up on that a little bit this week and say that hard part, we know sometimes you get stuck in that hard part, and I mentioned that last week. And so I want you to make remarkable decisions, decisions worthy of notice to help you get unstuck, find your way out of the hard part before we close out 2023. You remember I shared a story last week. I got on the scale. I've been working out, I'm getting fit, more fit. I'd like to say more fit because even for a 50-year young, I don't want to say old, 50-year young woman, not too bad a shape, but could be better. Getting on the scale and was expecting one result and got a different result. And I didn't kind of dig into that a little bit because I had a guest on the show, but I'm going to share a little bit of the outcome on that and what I was seeing. It showed that I'd gained probably about 3 to 4 pounds. I was really not expecting that. I was expecting certainly less poundage for sure. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good, looking better. And I was totally disappointed in my nice digital scale that gave me this information, and it rained on my workout efforts. And I've been in the gym for a while now, and so it disappointed me for about 30 seconds, and I had to decide on what my decision was going to be. So I'm being bombarded in just a few moments. It's amazing how fast our brains can think and go, right? And so my brain is thinking, and it's reminding me of this wonderful carrot cake that I had at this restaurant called J. Alexander's, probably one of the best carrot cakes that I've ever eaten in my life. I had a young lady out that I mentor. She's a little sister. And so we were out having some time together. And I was, so I ate this carrot cake, which was absolutely fantastic. And I had to push down and push away to the side the things that was giving me reason and a desire to, at 58, to say, you know what, it's just not gonna, you're in menopause, you got all of these things going on with your body, why just, as you get older, and, you know, to succumb to that regular thinking. But I'm on a mission. I've got a business, and I've got things that I intend to do in 2024, and having my body look pristine is part of that, what I would call B-goal, as Coach Burt mentioned last week. That is the B-goal on the achieving this level of success. And so right now, my body's defying me. My exercise goals is defying my exercise goals. So I had to take to the internet. So in 30 seconds, all of these things went through my mind. All of the what did you do? And why did you gain 4 pounds? And but you look in the mirror and you look great. And what's going on? And so I asked questions. I begin to get some answers, because I know that I'm crushing it in the gym. And I'm not eating crazy all the time. I eat boiled eggs. This morning I had boiled eggs. Okay. And so what is it? And so I found several reasons why your body will gain, especially when you're lifting weights. So I'm lifting a lot of weights and I'm fine-tuning, I'm chiseling up. And so in seconds, I made a remarkable decision. My mind, the disappointment, wanted to throw in the towel in 30 seconds. This is real life. This is real. And I'm making a point here. You can have a disappointment, or you can have something happening in your life, in your business, in your profession, that can get you to quit in a moment. And you're making the decision without all of the information, with all of the facts. You can't make the best decisions without having the best information to get you to making a remarkable decision, okay? So I'm on track for a remarkable 2024. Why? Because I made a remarkable decision, and I've been making remarkable decisions since the last quarter of this year, because I went back and I started reflecting, projecting, preparing, and pruning, getting things out that can't go into 2024 with me. So what am I expecting in 2024? I'm expecting to be physically fit. It's going to play this tremendous role, especially when I'm talking to those power women out there who are over 40, over 50, and they not only want to have a great professional career or a great small business, they want to be physically, mentally fit. And if you're the business owner, you want to be small business fit. So if our theme is small business fitness, my body has to align with that, because those power women out there embrace being their absolute best. And I'm going to help them. Because if they're not there, we're going to help them get there. I'm going to help them get there, and I'm going to help them crush it. Our Small Business Fitness Center and my physical fitness must align. You have to be physically well to carry the weight of building business. The physical fitness, the mental fitness, the small business fitness, if you are going to reach the stars. Steve Jobs says, I want to make a ding on the universe. I want to make a ding. And he's made all kinds of dings on the universe, right? He's made a full-on symphony. And I want to make a full-on symphony on the universe. And the way that I'm going to do that is making remarkable decisions when hard stuff shows up. I want to make remarkable decisions before the hard place shows up. And let me just tell you, hard places are going to show up, whether you like it or not. You're going to have situations in the workplace that it's going to be a hard place, not because of you, but because you're working with people who have issues. You got bosses that are horrible bosses. And it frustrates me because you have so many bosses out there that are bullies. They're bullies and they're shady and they're making decisions. I had someone tell me a story last night, telling me a story about what their boss wanted them to do, and it was so unethical. And this guy is so ethical, right? Has his act together. He said, no way, and quit. Turned in his, I can't do it. It was so unethical, this company can get in all kinds of legal trouble, right? And so you've got so much happening out there. And your responsibility for your life, the only one that you have to live, you've got only one life to live. Make it remarkable. Make it remarkable on purpose. And so, since the small business fitness is a metaphor, obviously, for fitness, it's important for me to go to the gym every day. And I do it every day with one day off. And I mentioned last week that not only am I doing it one day, I made a commitment. I made a commitment, a remarkable decision after I got through all of that disappointment, the 30 seconds, and it took me more time to stop and do some research. This is like 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. I'm getting ready to go to the gym. Making that decision, not only to stick with it, but to double up. And by the way, part of the reasons why you would gain weight is because of the muscle that you're building. And I took a very good look at my body. I measured my waist, and guess what? I'm down an inch and a half. My shoulders and everything are looking really sharp and cut. I'm starting to show some things. So water weight, all of these things that could contribute. So I can be the best version in 2024 to help other power women just totally crush it. So I do a workout at 5:30 in the morning. It may go from an hour and a half to 2 hours, and then I do a workout in the evenings. Why? Because I am on a mission, people, to go to that next level. So I want you to think about making remarkable decisions. I've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I am going to start driving the idea of remarkable decisions overcomes obstacles when you are stuck in the hard place. You're listening to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge on AM 1220 KDOW Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Father, we don't need to escalate.
Call Margaret Jackson now at 800-516-1220. This is Business on the Edge.
Business on the Edge.
On AM 1220 KDOW.
You know we've got to find a way.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and around the world. Hope you're enjoying your holiday season. It is this season. I enjoy this season so much. Small business owners, nonprofits, and aspiring entrepreneurs, start 2024 strong with a membership to our Small Business Fitness Center, either as a Small Business Growth Plan member or a Grant Readiness Plan member for as little as $27 per month. We are looking for those that want to be small business fit as a business lifestyle. It is a business lifestyle. Grab your membership. The first 30 will be guaranteed a magazine ad space. That's right, a magazine ad space in our next Small Business Concierge magazine. It is a value of $1,700. You don't want to miss that opportunity. and we are published on Issues digital magazine platform with over 100 million unique visitors per month. So secure your small business membership by January 15th, 2024. Martin Luther King Day is the cutoff. So make sure you are ready to jump on board with that membership so you are growing and learning, because it is business. Small business fitness is a lifestyle. It is not a project. It is a lifestyle. So we're talking about remarkable decisions. If you're just tuning into the show, we talked last week with 10X speaker and coach and author, Coach Michael Burt, and we talked about hard places, getting out of hard places. And I mentioned being stuck. Sometimes small business owners are stuck, or you have that deer in the headlights. You ever see the deer in the headlights and they know they should move and they can't move? They want to move, but they can't move because the headlights have blinded them and they are totally catatonic. They're not moving. When you are stuck, and I know small business owners, you have those getting stuck moments. And sometimes it could be so many different things. And the very thing that is holding you back could be uncertainty. A lot of it is uncertainty. The what ifs. Everyone faces the what ifs, these types of obstacles that, what if it doesn't work out? What if it fails? What if I lose my money? What if? And even as professionals, whether you're a profession, and you're professional in your corporate job or whatever the case may be, we face the what ifs. If only I could be sure. If only I could be sure that I'd never lose my job and I won't ever get fired, I would make this decision, but I don't know. The leader in MP3 players before Apple, Steve Jobs, was a guy named Sim Wong Ho, the founder of Creative Technology, actually, who also passed away in early January of this year. He once stated, "Our biggest challenge is marketing, but I'm stingy. I don't want to waste my money unless I know it's going to work." Our biggest challenge is marketing, which is common for small businesses, marketing. Like, I don't have enough marketing. I don't have enough marketing. I can't afford it. But I'm stingy. I don't want to waste my money unless I know it's going to work, which is interesting. And that's another topic on the workings of marketing and how it works. Steve Jobs, on the other hand, had a very interesting perspective. He felt like marketing is critical, essential, a must-have in his business. He was a marketing genius. Apple would go on to outperform Creative Technology in the MP3 space in an astronomical way, making Apple the leader in the MP3 space, dismounting Creative Technology because of his thinking. Remarkable decisions. To market your business, marketing your business is a remarkable decision. So I'm going to give you some keys on making remarkable decisions when being stuck. And I want you to think about it, because again, we have, the clock is ticking. We are 3 days and now about 9.5 hours left. Maybe 9 hours and 45 minutes left, 9 hours and a half, 3 days at 9.5 hours left for you to make a remarkable decision or remarkable decisions. Number one, remarkable decisions start with how you are thinking. How you are thinking. You may have taken a hit. You may have the deer in the headlights kind of situation. You may not see the increase in sales that were expected. Maybe you didn't get that book finished. Fill in the blank. Let's deal with that thinking of yours. Let's redesign it. Redesign your thinking. Design thinking is a popular phrase these days. Redesign your thinking. Research. Get answers to unknown questions. Don't assume or presume. You don't have it all. You don't know it all. There's something you may be missing. Get what you need to help you transition from your thinking and pointing you toward your goal. You remember in my story when I was exercising on my exercising goals, I had to get some information to ask questions that was challenging my thinking. My mind wanted to point out the few moments that I didn't do the right things. I had to make a remarkable decision. I've got to go to a commercial break. But when we come back, I will land this plane and help you end your year making remarkable decisions. You're listening to Marco Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Now back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the last few days of 2023. It takes only a minute to follow them up. Amazing. Remarkable. Small business owners, nonprofits, and aspiring entrepreneurs, start 2024 strong with a membership to our Small Business Fitness Center, either a small business growth plan or a grant readiness plan for as little as $27 per month. We're looking for those that want to be small business fit as a business lifestyle. Emphasizing that lifestyle, business lifestyle. Grab your membership. The first 30 will be guaranteed a magazine ad space in our next Small Business Concierge magazine, a whopping value of $1,700. So you're going to want to take advantage of that. And we publish on Issues digital magazine platform with over 100 million unique visitors per month. So secure your small business membership by January 15th, 2024. Martin Luther King Day is that cutoff. So you want to get involved and make sure that you get your advertising to us so we can get that in our kickoff of our digital magazine. So of the 2024 year. We are talking about remarkable decisions, getting unstuck in hard places. They're going to come. They're going to show up. How you think is important. It's interesting. There's this, I like watching documentaries, and I've been watching this documentary. I haven't finished it yet, and I'm going to rewatch it because it's absolutely fascinating. It's about how the human body works internally. And they talk about the amygdala in your mind, in your brain, and how it responds. And they had shared this story on this documentary of one of the stories, they shared many stories actually, of this mother who would do anything for her children. She's a protector. Women are like mama bears. That's where we get the mama bears, protected. And was in a situation where she was so terrified of what was happening in the situation, she froze, the deer in the headlights, and couldn't help her daughters, her little girls. And she said it was the worst feeling in the world. And so she began taking these trainings to retrain her brain in situations that cause you to have that deer in the headlights, the getting stuck, that you can actually train your mind, train your brain to respond swiftly and rapidly in situations that are life-threatening. Why? Because she never wanted to be in a situation that she couldn't be the mama bear to her children, to be protective of them. And that's what we're talking about, is you really have to think about how you're going to address situations when they come up, before they come up. Now, I talk about my fitness goals and how I wrestled with, my brain was trying to wrestle me down on my fitness expectations and everything. But the thing is I had already made a decision. I'd ultimately made a decision. My mother used to say things about me to family members and friends. And I heard her on the phone one day saying, I was in the kitchen doing something. She's in the living room. I could hear her in earshot, and said, Margaret does anything and everything that she puts her mind to. How you think matters. And so, number two, remarkable decisions can take you from being stuck to unstuck in a matter of moments, in a matter of seconds. And it takes one thing, courage. It takes courage. Don't you want to go into the new year unstuck, making decisions about your next steps in business, especially if investing is a significant part, can be really scary, can really make you freeze in the moment, the hesitation. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up and we're going to get you unstuck so you can enter 2023 strong and in charge. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome back to the show, and welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Small business, all things small business fitness, small business concierge. We are helping you get fit. We are helping you be remarkable, remarkable. You've listened to the live ads here on the show. We definitely want you to get connected to our Small Business Fitness Center, getting the resources and support that you need, getting me as a business coach to you to help support you and some of my industry friends that are providing their expertise in different areas. And you know what's great is in 2024, we actually added the category. We'll be populating it before the end of 2023 and really getting it set up, is health and wellness section. Health and wellness is so critical to being a business owner, especially if you're a solopreneur, self-employed, and it's you, and you need to be optimal. So when you are working, you can't afford to be sick. You can't afford to be down. And until you build a business into a business system, you're kind of it, right? And so the Small Business Concierge and our resources and Small Business Fitness Center and all of the goodies we have inside there for you to help you walk out your small business journey. It is a lifestyle. It is not a project. Don't go in and do your business plan and then bail. There's so much more to it. There's so much more to it. And so, and if you are an aspiring small business or an aspiring entrepreneur, you're still in your day job, great place for you to be. We're breaking up categories into where you might be somewhere in that journey. 0 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years, 5+ years. You all need different things. You need different resources. You need different types of support and different types of trainings and accessible to resources that are out there that may be eluding you even when you're out there doing your research. So anyway, connect. So let me get back to landing this plane, landing this concept of remarkable decisions. And I left off the last segment with getting unstuck, and it takes courage to make remarkable decisions. It takes courage. And so there might be hesitations around why you're stuck. And you want to evaluate the reason of being stuck. Really, really be honest with yourself. Why am I stuck? What are you afraid of? It's fear. If it's a money decision for your business and you're hesitating because it's that what if moment, what if it doesn't work? I'm going to lose my money. Been there, done that. Have invested in business ventures and opportunities and things that we wanted to do. And I've been a small business owner since the early 2000s, and I've had my share of losses. You do get through them. You do get over them and get past them. They always teach you something. Always, always, always. And so you want to get unstuck, kind of like that car that gets stuck in the mud or stuck in the snow. And you need some sort of leverage, or you need some sort of rocking of that vehicle to get it out of that stuck mode. And oftentimes it takes a tool or other people pushing you to help you get out of that stuck mode. So don't go it alone. Don't try to figure it out yourself. If there are resources and support around you, be brave enough, have the courage to ask for the help. Sometimes I have small business owners who have gotten their PhD. It's really interesting working with a PhD because I think they have this thought in the back of their mind that I have a PhD, so I should know everything about being a business owner, entrepreneur, and they may be a PhD in something total, whatever their discipline is. It's not in entrepreneurship. It's in something totally different that their problem, big problem that they're trying to solve, which is cool. And I have to tell them that PhDs don't know everything about all things. It's like attorneys. Attorneys are not, they have specific areas that they want to focus on. You know, maybe it's crime. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's law. Maybe it's, you know, running for office. Maybe it's advocacy. Maybe it's, you know, family matters, right? Doctors. We have primary care physicians. We have ear, nose, and throat doctors. We have brain surgeons. I never go into the situation thinking that my clients understand how to run and operate a small business. I'm there to help them. I'm there to help them manage and get them on track to be a really crazy, radically wonderful business. Give yourself a break. So get unstuck from being stuck and stressed. You want to make the right decision, which is the remarkable decision. The bottom line is you need the right person, the right tool, the right push to make the decision that will get you from being stuck and stressed out to being unstuck. The answer may be as easy as a word. Wait. Sometimes it's okay to wait or go or invest. But no decision is a decision to stay stuck. So be remarkable. Make a remarkable decision. Make a decision before the end of 2023 to get unstuck and celebrate. Go in the new year, celebrating the new year. Toast yourself for having the courage to make the decision of being unstuck, and you made that decision. I've got to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Yes, I'm every woman. Welcome back to the show, Business on the Edge. Perfect song, remarkable song. I wish I could sing. I'd start singing to you. That is not my strength. So I will bear you my vocals, musical vocals. I can sing, I just don't do it well. Everyone can sing, just not everyone can sing well. I'm gonna wrap it up here. Landing this plane. I've been promising you that I would land this. Number three and final thoughts on making remarkable decisions to get you into 2024 moving at a radical pace, moving with resolve. Radical decisions employ, number three, radical decisions employ your attitude, resolve, focus, and determination. And I love that word, attitude. Attitude matters. You ever play sports growing up with someone who just had a bad attitude? Oh my gosh, they were just like a sore loser. With this guy in our neighborhood, when on the weekends, when the guys were out, we'd be at the park, the girls are hanging out watching the guys play basketball and things like that. And this guy would just have the worst attitude. And if he were losing, he would just grab the ball and just hold it and sit on it. And we're like, just a bad attitude. Not a remarkable decision at all. Your attitude matters. Attitude means settled. Settled in your way, settled in your thinking, your feeling about something or someone. Attitude refers to your outlook on the way that you're thinking about your hard place. It encompasses your belief systems, your behaviors. And like I just illustrated, attitudes can be positive or negative. They can be neutral even. But they do influence your behavior, your decision making. Psychologists study attitudes to understand how we develop, how people develop, how they change, how they might impact life, your social interactions, your work interactions, your health. I talked about my health, my attitude to make a decision, a remarkable decision. I'm talking about getting in remarkable shape. If you're watching, women, older women are getting in remarkable shape. And I mean remarkable shape. And I like that idea. I am sold on that idea. So to make a remarkable decision requires you to have the right attitude, resolve, be resolute in your choice, stick with it. I was resolute in going through my process to maintain the track that I am on to be fit with a small business fitness center. We have a small business fitness center. I want that to align with a healthy physical body, healthy mental clarity and thinking, and proving to my small businesses out there, women and men alike, that it changes the game. Remarkable thinking, making these choices changes the game for you. And how your, and you may have heard people say, speakers say even, your attitude determines your altitude. And if your attitude is low, you're not going to fly too high. If your attitude is high, and this is not pie in the sky, you're putting work with this. It takes work for a plane to get into the air. It takes a certain amount of speed on the runway to get an airplane into the air, a Boeing airplane into the air. So it's not pie in the sky just because I have a great attitude, I'm going to be whatever. No. You're going to put the work behind it. I have to go to the gym. I have to put the work behind it. I have to get out of bed. Put the work behind it. Because I'm aligning it with the work that I'm doing. I'm aligning it with being on radio. I'm aligning it with writing books. I'm aligning it with speaking and having opportunities in 2024 because I've been preparing. And I want you to do the same thing. Don't end 2023 without making a remarkable decision for yourself. Keep the right attitude. Make sure that your attitude is right. If it's not right, adjust to get more information. Be resolute, be focused like a Scud missile, and be determined to achieve the absolute best. I will see you next year. I'm looking forward to it. Happy New Year. Be good to someone out there and be remarkable. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.